This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Would it surprise you to learn that Columbus and his family needed a really good lawyer? The original contract, known as the Capitulations of Santa Fe, was signed between Christopher Columbus and Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand on April 17, 1492, granting Columbus 10% of all riches to be obtained from his intended voyage. There were questions such as 10% of what, for how long, and what about others who weren't party to the deal and didn't like it. When Columbus died in 1506, he was succeeded as Admiral of the Indies by his oldest son, Diego, who sued the crown over the question of life tenure and whether Columbus's heirs had rights that extended to the mainland of America. In 1527, a court verdict annulled all previous verdicts, and finally in 1536, arbitration ended the lawsuits, with the heirs getting the island of Jamaica, part of Hispaniola, and 10,000 ducats a year. So in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 5 centuries later, lawsuits are nothing new. Happy Columbus Day, everybody. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.